The Tibetan opposition to Chinese policy has been anchored in nonviolence for decades, but the series of self-immolations has unsettled the exile government's new prime minister, Lapsang Sangye.
I'm trying to give voice to the cries of these Tibetans as they were on fire. Most of them, as per our reports and media reports, died saying, "Restore freedom in Tibet and long live His Holiness the Dalai Lama." And I am traveling around to highlight the pains and the sufferings that they've been through.
Sangye was elected in April and became Tibet's political leader in August, following constitutional reforms and policy as laid out by Tibet's spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama. Newly in office, the Harvard-educated Sangye is beginning the next leg of a tour, appealing to nations to notice what is happening in Tibet.
I fear that international community is not paying much attention. In the case of Arab Spring, especially in Tunisia, it was just one college graduate who was jobless, who started a vegetable vendor, which was not allowed, and then he self-immolated. But as far as Tibetans are concerned, 12 Tibetans have self-immolated. This is not numbers. These are human beings.
Sangye met in Bern with Maya Graf, a member of the Swiss parliamentary group on Tibet. He also met with unnamed senior officials at the Federal Department for Foreign Affairs. Graf agreed the Tibetan issue is one for the larger international community. The issue of Tibet, she says, is not an issue just about Tibet and the Tibetan people, but one for the world community. It's not just about people who live under the pressure of China, but also about climate change, about natural resources. What happens to Tibet in the future will affect the whole world community. Sangye did not make any specific appeal for action by the Swiss or any other nation, saying simply a sign of support would be appreciated. He has received such acknowledgments against the self-immolations from both EU and U.S. officials. As for a more active role from the Swiss in mediation or building cultural bridges,
we like that kind of bridges, you know, the Swiss kind of bridges, yeah. I am optimistic. Someone asked me, you know, what is the job description? I think job description is called difficult. And I'm just an ordinary guy who is given this extraordinary responsibility. But I believe in this cause, and that's why I left my job, left America.
But Sangye quickly adds, he feels his contribution to the Tibetan cause pales in comparison to the suffering in Tibet.